been through two, this would be the third, and those are just some observations.
Thank you. Thank you for that comment.
Holly Bodley, 730 Dutch Valley Drive. Just a couple of comments after hearing Paul mention kind of some of the repercussions. But I was just thinking anyway, I mean, it's 10:15 tonight. It's taken you guys, not you guys, but just in general, seven items. And really, how many of those were, maybe about four or five of those are actual discussion items. You guys do need a break. You're overloaded. But is it possible to limit? This is just off the, you know, off the top of my head, kind of maybe limit the number of agenda items that are on the agenda for you guys each month. And I'm sorry if this sounds rude, but if a developer has to wait a few months to get his time in, because there's only so many of you and only one Mike Hankey, maybe those developers have to wait just a little bit. And I don't say that in a rude way. I just say that in a realistic way. And if we make it a little bit harder, then I don't think that's really a bad thing. But I also do agree with the moratorium in the meantime, just to give, there have been so many changes, and instead of having to be reactive to everything that's coming in, it gives the city a chance to kind of pull it all together, put everything in place to deal with all the growth and the changes and see how we want that to go down the road and in the future. So I think a moratorium would be great, just to kind of have a kind of a recouping time. But even still, limit the amount of things on the item, and if it takes the full 6 months, it takes the full 6 months. It takes longer, and we limit so that you guys aren't so overworked. And we do appreciate what you do on behalf of everybody, and we'd love to keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We get to
Brian Warney, 419 East, 340 South, in Midway. I observed kind of what's going on and enjoy the fact that you're being proactive, looking towards the future. The time to put up a fence is not after the dog ran away. The time to put up the crossing gate is not after several accidents have happened at the train crossing. And it's not the time to put the stop sign up after you've had accidents there. Those, I look on the wall here, there's been those in the past that have kicked the can down the road. And I'm sure as you've examined the different statutes and the different parts of what you're responsible for, that you've seen that there have been those that have not done their duty, not done what they should have done in the past. Right now, you may be paying the penalty for it just by all of this that you're having to do. And I commend you for stepping forward and also for realizing that it's not time to kick the can down the road. It's time for action. And thank you.
Thank you for that.
This is why I really came. I just commented on the other one because I happen to be here, but Heather Rasmond, 140 South Center Street, Midway. Some of my thoughts, especially after listening to Paul, since he's been through a couple moratoriums, it's interesting to get his perspective on the slowdown and then the boom afterward, and how, I hate to use the word greedy, but maybe developers who are not, have the best interests, like some, you know, developers do now who want to work with city builders who are just there to totally just make a buck, you know. That there maybe rather than a complete moratorium for plans for developments, could you implement something where it just slows down and put a limit? Is it legal to do that? Say we only will accept so many per year or so many within a certain amount of months. You have to either freeze it or allow everybody to apply who wants to apply. I'm looking at you, Mr.
Can I answer that?
No.
It likely would be. The statute's not that specific. It simply discusses those temporary land use regulations. So we'd have to look at that, but it's a potential solution.
Because in that regard, you could still allow new homes to be coming up, but just slowly, instead of really, really fast and can't get your feet under you. I like the idea of what you're trying to do, whether it ends up being a moratorium or just slowing the flow a little bit, like being proactive rather than reactive. And I think too, along with some of the people who commented, that the commercial zones should be included either in your slowing down process or the moratorium until you have decided what you're going to do with C4, you know, to solidify that. Because if you're going to enact a new zone, you should probably get that all set before you keep allowing things to happen in those zones that you're trying to rezone. The open space requirements, I have kids and we like to go to the park, but there's a lot of parks in Midway. And sometimes that's not the best use of open space. I don't know if you can require subdivisions or new developments to do something or look at other avenues other than putting in a park, because sometimes those parks sit there and then they go unused when there's something maybe that the people who build there would rather have trees and grass or something. So I think that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alternative to open space. I like that.
Jared Zanson, 630 West, 200 North. Like you guys have said, and some other people have said, there's stuff that's got to get done, and it, you know, there's a lot of overloading. I'm sure there will be effects. There will be some crowding at the end, so I forget what you call it. But it's time to, you know, maybe address those things. And also, I would just note, the public is showing great interest right now. I think that's a great thing. And to be able to harness their interest, I think would be awesome as far as, you know, the process. And it would validate the public's presence and feelings as far as being a members of the community. But also, as Heather demonstrated, there's some really great ideas that just come out of the woodwork. And you're not going to get that if you don't take the time. So I think that's one huge benefit that can't be overlooked. Because the development's going to happen one way or another. But if you can take the time to get that feedback, I think it would be critical. Thanks.
Everybody up to speak. They're rushing the microphone.
I'm Ms. Wild, 473 East Main, Midway, and I've been attending these meetings for quite a while. I don't think a lot of the people realize how many subdivisions are going in right now. I know of at least seven, and I really think the moratorium's a good idea to take time to step back, make sure that there'll be enough services for everybody that the city of Midway can expand the way that it should. Also, the idea that one end should have all of the development and the other should have all the open space is a little frustrating to me, but I won't say any more about that for now.
Thank you.
My name is Ellen Collette. I live at 40 South, 360 East. And I think that it would be wiser to just go ahead and have a full-out moratorium. Not because I don't want development, but I think that trying to make a soft moratorium is just not going to work. I think it's too hard. I think it puts you in a spot where you don't have a solid definition of what's allowed and what's not. And it's just going to take you a lot more time to do what you can do in 6 months and get it done right. So, not against the development. Pro smart development and having Midway be the place we want it to be.
My name is Jerry Miller. I'm at 331 Eastern Main. I'm kind of a simple mind, so I may have missed something or whatever. More of a question by the line of the young lady here who says, how come we're not including the C2 and C3 zones? This C4 zone is part of the residential thing, and that's what we're talking about, is residential. So I'm confused as to why we're not including that. Have I missed something. And I feel like her question got kind of blown over. And I have the same question, so.
Michael, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, definitely. This is discussion, so it could be included in the moratorium. That's definitely a possibility. I think we need to define what development in the C2. If a restaurant is proposed on a property, do we want to stop that, for instance, or just a retail store? We could say mixed use is part of the moratorium, and that's definitely a possibility, but I don't think we want to stop just commercial. I don't think any of the code texts that we're talking about affects just the pure commercial development.
The C2 and C3 zones are mixed use, are they not?
No.
They have a residential part of it.
Commercial. Yeah, so like I mentioned, we could say mixed use.
But doesn't that include the whole C2 and C3?
You can't have development in the commercial zone that's not mixed use. And so mixed use is when you have a residential component as part of the development. So the Planning Commission or the City Council, I should say, would need to decide if they want to include all commercial development or just mixed-use commercial development as part of the moratorium.
And that is my question, though, because we're talking, this involves the up-and-coming C4, which is a mixed-use.
Yeah.
So why are we not including that? Because if we're trying to slow down residential growth out here, what about right here in the heart of the town?
And again, we had a couple of items on our agenda tonight that discussed that exact issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I may have missed some of this, but
yeah.
But I think it's something that needs to be considered.
Well, C4
can be considered. That's part of this discussion for sure.
C4 isn't even enacted yet. It's just something that's being considered.
But including the C2 and C3 in it would slow down a little bit that process.
Yeah.
And yes. Maybe rethink it.
Thank you for that comment.
Yeah.
Any further comments?
Because C4 doesn't exist. It's what, C2 now?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure whether he was coming forward or. I thought maybe you were going home, right?
Randy Lundeen, 517 North Homestead Drive. Well, I'll tell you a story first. Many years ago, I was before this similar looking, no, not the same, but 1976, when we built the mobile home park on Homestead Drive. The biggest problem with it that everybody talked about was too much impact on Homestead Drive. That was in 1976. This thing, I think you kind of need to step back a little bit and not get so fired up on this stuff. I know you're going to have changes, but it's the same story as it was in 76. You know, over and over. Look what's happened up there since. Nobody changes how many people move in here. With all the moratoriums you want to put in, it isn't going to slow down the development. The other thing, my question to you is, I kind of wonder why you can't do this on an ongoing basis. Like, why did you have to put a moratorium in to change rules? Or can't that be done in your normal business? Mm-hmm.
Resources.
Well, all of a sudden you come up and you have to have a shutdown. Why isn't that an ongoing?
Thank you. I appreciate the question. I don't have an answer to it.
All right. I just think in the timing, I don't like the timing of year. And Natalie said the timing is good. I don't think it is. The moratorium, even though it will shut down certain projects, there's a certain amount of work that's being done before construction that don't happen in the winter. Any better time would be to do a moratorium through the winter. And the surveying, all kinds of things you have to do to get even to that point. Mm-hmm. And you can't get them out in the snow. Thank you.
Thank you.